Welcome to the More Than Just Makeup podcast. It's your girl Kamara A. Unique Helps, and I am just so honored to be here. I have been taking some time off of social media and just really sitting in the presence of the Lord, and I pulled out a pen and paper today, and all of a sudden I just had this like amazing revelation from God. And this is for my artists and creatives and those who believe that they are more than just makeup. So this podcast is created for, honestly, it's like my mentorship to creatives and artists. It's my way of giving back, and it's my way of sharing the knowledge and sharing the things that I have experienced in the last 12 plus years being a makeup artist. And I just want to share what was on my heart, because I feel like there is so much value in titles. There's so much value in having a name or being seen. And this is something that I have been working with, working on with the Lord for myself. It's like one of those things of when you're known for something and then all of a sudden things get quiet. You believe in your heart that that is your value. Like, if no one hears from me or if no one knows what's going on in my life or anything, then they won't value what God has placed on the inside of me. And the devil is a liar, y'all. The devil is a whole liar. He is a true liar. And so I want you guys, as I say this podcast today, as I speak on this, I want you guys to think about, what are you placing value on when it comes to your gifts? And ask yourself, what if God is not even really calling you to be a celebrity so-and-so? If you're a stylist, if you're an artist, if you're a makeup artist, if you are a beauty expert or an influencer, or if you are a teacher or anything, what if he's just calling you to steward the people that's in front of you correctly and to be content with what he's given you? Because, you know, promotion comes from God, of course, absolutely, but we have to look at it as, we don't want promotion to be the main source and the main reason why we do the things that we are doing. We want to do the things that we are called to do because of our love for the Father, right? If we are calling ourselves if we are saying that we are more than just whatever it is that we do, and we want the more as creatives, as artists, as designers, as whatever you're doing, what are you doing to place God at the head of this thing that you are called to do, and removing your flesh? I first want to apologize, you know, I want to apologize for being one of those artists that placed a value on titles. And I'm not going to hold myself, you know, I'm also in this place where I'm learning to not be so hard on myself. But the Holy Spirit had me really look back at a lot of the things that I have placed value on. And the title of being celebrity makeup artist Kamara A. Unique was one of them. And, you know, also from being, you know, another thing that was something that became something big in my life was also being verified on IG 6+ years ago. And I really used that as my identity. I really had that become something that had to speak to who I was when I entered rooms, or when I came around other artists, or, you know, finding a way to having to always want to speak into someone's life when sometimes I just need to shut up and read the room. And so I want to apologize. I want to apologize to those artists that have been watching me, that have been inspired by me, that have been watching my career and where it's gone, and seeing the clients I've worked with and the things that I've done and the accolades that I've received. And I want to apologize if it ever if I ever boasted about it in a way that was not of God, if I ever made that those accolades become bigger than what God was trying to do in me and through me to you guys. I never quite sat down when I first got the title of celebrity makeup artist. I never honestly quite thought of how this will not only affect me, but those that are coming after me. And as God is shifting my perspective and helping me to see things His way, I'm learning to move and to move not only in a place that I hold myself accountable, but also to say to each and every one of you guys that I am truly sorry. Your value as an artist and creative doesn't have anything to do with who you work with. And I know this because the funny thing is, when I was in LA working, I was building and connecting with everyday women who were like top of the line, of course, dope executives and everyday women. And I was so joyful doing that. And though, yes, I had some amazing celebrity clients that are my friends to this day, whom I love and adore, I cannot help but find that I found a lot of joy learning and gleaning from the women that were everyday women. And it kind of like was like this joy that was brought inside of my heart that of God, of what God was doing in me to stewarding those relationships correctly and stewarding those relationships in love, because every person that I'm called to work with is an assignment. And when I don't make it about the title that they carry or the money that they have or the things that they can do for me, but I just make it really about God, I find myself loving my career more and find myself loving what I do way more. And I can't lie to you that I have experienced some struggle in the last few months. There has been a struggle. We're going to be authentic. We're going to be honest. We're going to be pure. We're going to be real. It has been a struggle with me saying to God, like, bruh, like, help me help you, sir. And He's like, no, why don't you just surrender and sit down? Let me do what I gotta do. You know, it made me realize too that sometimes God tests us to see if we are still comparing ourselves to others, to see if we are truly ready for the more. And this is not only a word that I'm giving out to you guys. This is a word that God has given me to share for myself. Because when it comes to more than just makeup, God gave me that name a while back. And it wasn't because He was trying to say, you're more than just a makeup artist. You need to step out and shine and this and this. But more of like, more than just makeup in a way that I have become His partner in this beauty industry, his partner in this creative world where I have to pray every time I go into a room and go in with a client, God, make me so small and make yourself so big that when they see me, they see you first. You know, and so as I was saying, sometimes God tests us to see if we are still comparing or if we compare ourselves to others, to see if we are truly ready for that more. He also does this to see if we are truly content with where we are in life. Are you content if no one actually truly knew your name or your work? It's a hard question to ask. It's kind of like asking someone who desires a child, are you content with never becoming a mother? And then you think of it and you look at it and you say, well, I could actually become a mom to many if I use the gifts that God has placed on the inside of me and truly steward that correctly. Will you just give up and get angry with God because things don't seem to work the way that you want it to work, or the way that you believe it should work, or the way that you desire for it to work? And this is something I had to ask myself too, because there's been times and I'm like, you know what? Just give it to somebody else, Lord. And he's like, no, I chose you. Here's the tea. These are all questions. Again, I have to share this with you because I need you guys to understand the authenticity of this. These are questions that I've had to ask myself. My career has been a lot of ups and downs. It has been times when I am like flying to the next place and going to this country. Sorry, I have to drink some water. Flying around the country and working in, hold on, excuse me. So there's been times when I have had to, like, when I look at my career and I look at my life and I'm like, wow, I'm actually like living it. I'm doing these great things. And then it gets super quiet. And then the thoughts start flooding in. And instead of me really enjoying that quality time with the Father, I'll be honest, I have chosen sometimes to really condemn myself and to put myself down and to talk negatively about my gifts and the anointing on my life, thinking that because God is saying, hey, I want you to retreat for a second and just spend some time with me, I take it as a punishment. And this is a work in progress. This is a learning in progress. That sometimes when God is asking you to just sit still and to develop your gift and to develop your anointing, and so that he can squeeze out that oil in you and squeeze out that joy in you and actually fill you up so that you can pour into those you're called to, that it's truly not a punishment, but it's actually a wonderful gift from the Father. It's like sometimes I say to myself, I'm going to surrender. And then I go back and I start doing it on my own strength. And I am clearly saying it to you guys that I am done. Doing it on my own strength is exhausting. doing life on my own strength is exhausting. It's just something that I don't have the capacity for it anymore. I don't have the capacity for questioning myself, questioning my anointing, even questioning where I am in life and where I believe I should be. And I don't have it anymore. I don't. I have way too many people that are called to me that need me right now. And that is my focus. My focus is those of you that are listening. My focus is the people that you share this with. My focus is the people that God calls me to be in rooms with. My focus is also me being kind to myself and being gentle with myself. My focus is my friendships, my relationships. My focus is my gifts. My focus is God. My focus is God. Because so often that when we don't surrender to the process and understand where God is placing us, we actually forget what our true love is. And my true love is not going to be found in any person but God. So this week, I want you to let it go. Let go of where you thought you should be. Let go of who you thought you should be working with. And wake up to your reality and look around and say, glory to God for placing this gift in me. Now, God, lead me to who you want me to share it with. Who are those people that you're called to? What are you called to do in the industry that you're in? And how are you going to help those people experience God in a new way through you? Now, you don't have to preach the Bible. You ain't got to speak the word. You ain't got to do all those things. All you have to do is truly be the one thing that God really is, and that's love. And so I want you guys all to know that have been listening that your gift is precious and that not everybody can be touched by you. Not everybody can be in the same room with you, and not everybody can be seen with you. There are some people that just cannot be seen with you because of what God has planned for your life. He just may not want those people to be seen with you because you do not know what those people are doing and you don't understand what God is protecting you from. And so I want you to just surrender to the process. Surrender to where you are in life right now. Be grateful that God placed a fire inside of you. Take this time to really hone into your gifts. If there's mentorship that you need as an artist, reach out to me. I am actually finally opening up my mentorship program. And let's connect and let's grow together. I want you to believe that where God is taking you is more than just makeup. It's more than just styling. It's more than just whatever creative calling that you have on your life. You are more than that. But you are a vessel of His. You are called to be a vessel. You are called to be in His, in the rooms that He called you to. And even if the person that you're called to right now at this moment is not a celebrity, and even if they're not somebody that in your mind you believe that they have some kind of status or some kind of calling on their lives, I want you to serve them like they are. Serve them like they are a king or a queen. Serve them with your whole heart and watch God reward you for how you treat His children. All God does is when He calls us to serve others is to see how we treat His children that we are called to. Now, are you being kind? Are you being compassionate? Are you showing God's faithfulness? Are you showing God's goodness? Are you bringing joy into the room and reading the room? You know, are you being disciplined with your time and showing up early? And having a clean kit and you're ready to work and ready to move and ready to glean and learn from someone. Check yourself. Check your heart. Use this time to look at yourself and see how you can become better and how you can become all that God has called you to be. And if He's called you to work at Sephora and grow at the Sephora, or even work at MAC and grow in the MAC community and MAC company and become the next, you know, CMO or the next certified teacher for the crew, for the group or whatever, you know, whatever He's called you to do, I want you to take pride in that and be grateful for that and be grateful for the uniqueness of your life and of your anointing and of your calling. I'm going to end here and I'm going to say I love you guys and I thank you all for all listening. Please share this if there's someone that you know that needs to hear this message today. And you know what? This may not only just be for someone that's an artist. This can be for someone that is just going through this thing called life and, you know, you're in transition and the transition is not easy. Transition is not something that is easy. And I know this because I have been in transition for the last 3 years. 3 years of transition. It's been hard, but God has kept me through it. And I'm so grateful. And so I love you guys. And I pray that each and every one of you feel this and experience a new thing that God is doing in you. But that you also surrender to the process and surrender to where you are and that you find contentment in that. Contentment in who you're called to be. Contentment in everything that God has called you to be. And that your many talents that God has given you, understand that those talents will be seen by others and will be given to others to experience God through you. But I want you to never forget to make it about Him first before you make it about you. I love you guys. Have a good night. Bye.